This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday.
Thursday.
Hey, kids.
That came quick, didn't it?
I know. Well, not too surprising with the long weekend.
Oh, look at that.
What is it, dear?
We've already made the Instagram.
Well, if you want to see an incredible picture of Sarah and Vinny.
I do want to.
These two look so cool in these two
do
pictures.
Do we look really cool?
It's unbelievable.
I'm going to guess we don't.
Where were we coming from as we're walking?
We were going to the secret show.
Oh. Okay, so Hooman runs out from behind the couch. Hold this. Yeah. I need a photo right now. Oh, God, man.
Oh, I wanted to have it for this
I like
morning.
That we're sharing the water bottle mic in that one picture. Well, I'm kind of hogging it, but you're singing too, obviously.
Hogging the mic, you? What?
We're hoping.
What? Never happens.
This picture inspires a lot of bids.
All right. And well, actually, we've got some things to add to it that are going to inspire some bids.
They're actually mentioned in this Instagram post.
Oh, look at how dumb I am. I put my hand over the signature.
It's all right.
Oh, dummy. You dummy.
Well, listen, like I said, I'm coming back from the bathroom or whatever, and I get jumped. I wasn't ready. Yep,
Hooman,
my hand's right on top of it.
That is bad directing on your part.
Yeah, Hooman.
I am so disappointed in you.
There's zero directing Sarah and Vinny. They do what they want.
That, what?
You've got to be kidding
You're
me.
You're kidding.
We would
I
not
would
be
never
in, the,
have
in this,
for this
photo.
I should have been there.
You should have. Where were you?
I guess I was working.
I guess so.
Well, anyway.
Well, it's lovely. Okay, so we've
Good
added.
Job.
What?
Go to the Alice973 Instagram. Check out Sarah and Vinny holding the guitar signed by Santa.
Under my hand is the signature. By Carlos said, you might be able to catch a corner of it there by my thumb.
Yeah, you can see the S.
Or you can go to RadioAlice.com and see the whole
There you
thing.
Go.
Sure. Okay, so
yeah, go ahead.
Tell me all the stuff that we've added now. So this is, you're not just getting the guitar signed by Carlos Santana.
Michelle Heston from the SF Fairmont. Ding,
ding, ding. Shame, Michelle. Shame on you.
And Denise and I talked and was like, let's add some stuff. What can we add on?
Michelle was here yesterday?
Uh-huh.
What's up with that?
We're talking about an event that we're going to help promote with Michael Franti. And I forgot the name of that.
Like, the Rockers Ball.
Yeah, the Rockers Ball.
The Rockers Ball. Well.
Which actually happens on the night that we do Toys for Tots.
Oh. So we won't be there.
Well, I mean, you can. But we're probably going to give away tickets to that.
Okay.
So she came in to talk about that with Denise yesterday. And she said, I'd love to help you guys out.
Help us out.
And then, so we said, yeah, that's cool. And then we'll throw on tickets to this year's Winterland.
Oh, so Winterland tickets and a night at the Fairmont.
Right.
Oh.
Included.
With the guitar.
And we happen to know who's playing at Winterland. Of course, we would never say, because it hasn't been announced yet. Don't look at me like that.
Well,
it's fine. We won't do it.
And the cool.
I was just looking at you.
No, you went like this. Don't do it, Sarah.
Are you sure that wasn't meant for Vinny?
It should have been.
I'm trying to finish the promotion, which is the Fairmont's right near the place where Winterland happens. So you'll have a room
the
night.
You walk right over.
You go over to the show, enjoy it, get ripped, and then stumble back to your room in the Fairmont.
The Fairmont is amazing. And I had never stayed at the one in San Francisco. I stayed there for my birthday last year, John.
Yeah. That was the first time?
Why would I stay there? I think I've stayed at the one in San Jose, and I've definitely stayed at the one up in Sonoma a few times.
Mm-hmm.
But that was, you know, that's like the one, the Fairmont in San Francisco. And I was blown away. I've been there a bunch of times, and what I love about it is they've modernized it, but the things like the old marble staircases in the back are still, like, you can tell that those are 1,000 years old. Like, they're
original,
just so beautiful. Like, these sort of worn marble steps. I just sit and stare at them.
Yeah, they still kept the charm.
They did.
The place.
They modernized it, but they kept some of the things that made it, you know.
I never noticed the stairs, but you will love the view. The views are incredible, and the location in downtown is it's dead center.
Right.
It's right where you want. You can go
right where you
want to
be.
Down that hill to the Mission area or Market and all that, and you
over the other way to North Beach. I mean, it's
Fillmore.
It's just right,
sure. Yeah, it's all good.
It is. It's great. So we usually do Winterland at the Masonic. I'm assuming that's happening again since we're right across the street from it. But you'll get tickets to that, a night at the Fairmont, and a signed Carlos Santana guitar. So the bidding is not open yet. We're doing it from 6 to 9, so a few more minutes.
We last
today,
left off at
2,700?
Yeah.
So hopefully this will sweeten the pot a little bit. My goal is $5,000.
That's your goal?
Is that too little, too much?
Your goal can be whatever you want it to be. I'm just happy that it is where it is right now, and obviously I want more.
Yes. More.
More! Give us more!
Well, at 9:02 yesterday, a lady named Janelle called up, and she was like, okay, I'll beat the bid.
For the record, it's not for us. It's for the Houston Food Bank.
Yes, it is. It is.
We don't.
HoustonFoodBank.org if you want to go there by yourself and make a donation or check out what they do.
We just like to brag about the numbers that we were able to bring in, but it's really for them.
It is. Times are tough, man. My parents are already, they're on the road.
Are they going to the game tonight in New England? Are they going to make the flight? John's not going to pull strings and get them into the stadium?
They're not going to fly. Apparently the airports are just a mess.
Yeah, so they're driving.
They're driving to, I want to say.
Boston?
Yeah, they're going to drive. Well, it's like 24 hours of driving. So they're going to drive to someplace in Georgia. I guess they were trying to get hotels to stay at on the way up. And as you might expect, everything is completely booked. So they had to go way off the main drag.
Hurricanes is good for business, huh?
Hurricanes is great for business, apparently.
Wow.
So they got a place in East Bum Blank.
Egypt.
East Egypt. in Georgia. And then they're going to stay at my second cousin's house. In North Carolina the next night, and then I think they're going to power through.
You got family everywhere.
We do. Well, that's how families are these days, you know? You were saying you have family in Georgia or something, right?
I do. Well, my aunt...
My aunt,
it's in Atlanta. My aunt, who used to live here, in fact, my Aunt Julie owned a place in Redwood City.
Oh really?
Forever. Mm. For, I want to say, 20 years. And they finally went, well, we're getting close to retirement age. What we can sell this house for here, we can go buy a giant mansion in Atlanta with.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's what they did. Mm-hmm. And I still can't figure it out. I know Atlanta's a cool town, and it's very modern, and it's a big hub. Mm-hmm. But to leave here for there, I don't get it.
A lot of property you get there.
I know, but they're old people. What are you going to do with that? My uncle's like...
Go for walks.
He got
10 naked.
He went and bought a bulldozer, and he just drives around in it.
Oh, my God. That's John's dream. That is so funny that you said that.
Who does that?
People do it. They want to, you know, play with man-sized kid toys.
He's moving dirt around.
That's great. John's always like, I'll make an ATV track, and I'll dig big holes, and we'll put containers in them so that we can...
Build our bunker.
Yeah, we'll build our bunker.
When Lewis... Our old boss, Lewis Kaplan, he had
Burke
a place. He was working. I went to a conference in Atlanta, and he had a home there in Atlanta. And
he did?
Yeah, it was beautiful. Oh, my God. There was so much property. The home was huge. He had like a guitar room. It was. I was just like, wow. Oh, my God.
But wasn't he doing radio or managing radio in Florida?
That was after Atlanta. He's been around a few places.
Oh, I don't remember the Atlanta stop.
Yeah, because I was in Fresno area, Visalia, whatever, and I went to a conference around that time in Atlanta.
That must have been when I was still digging out.
It might have been.
It must have been.
I don't remember hearing that. That's the thing. So they bought, and then my other aunt followed her. My other aunt lived here too. They both lived here forever. Mm. And they both moved there and bought big, giant homes. And
They probably bought them outright with the proceeds from the sales of houses here.
Oh,
I mean, it's crazy here. It's funny, but we were talking about it the other day, like, you know, would we ever move back to New England? I'm like, you know, it would be a lot cheaper to live on the other side of the country, but it's so great here. I just don't want to.
Yeah.
Is it cheaper in Boston than here?
Well, like, I think if you lived in the city, it wouldn't be. But yeah, the suburbs of Boston and places that I grew up, I mean, yeah, I could probably get a house for a lot less than here. More house for a lot less. But then I got winter and mosquitoes.
Big time winter.
And, you know, all the things that come with it. Although the weather here has been so weird lately. Like, it might rain today.
Oh, it rained.
Was it raining in Santa Cruz?
Yeah, it rained.
There was a couple accidents up there.
Yes, there were.
But I thought
on
they were
17.
Right, I would have texted you, but I thought they were southbound, so I didn't think it affected you.
No, there was one on my side too. Mm. But it's fine. It's just normal. The first rains of the season, people
slick the road
seem to want to roll their cars. I don't know what it is.
Well, it's like you always say, we're in California. Must crash.
Got rain crashing.
Mountain.
My turn, everybody.
Today's the day.
Jesus. Yeah, so it definitely was raining, and that's expected. And I watched the clouds roll in last night, and although it's still sort of humid and weird, it cooled off. There was no air conditioning needed last night. Windows open.
That's always nice.
Well, as great as air conditioning is, and you don't want to ever complain about it, it's still that
a dry.
You just want an
air,
open window.
Right.
You just want to open
you.
The windows and not have to deal with that.
I agree. A light breeze and comfortable, you know, air in the room. But it just gets, my room gets super stuffy. So even when we, and I can't have the windows open at night because the cats will sit right outside of my window and meow at me. I'm like, oh my God, turn on the air conditioning. I hate those cats. Stupid things. We figured out our one
they're
cat.
Saying, just so you know, they're saying, let us in. Let us in. There's a wolf.
No, there's no wolves. They're fine. They live night after night. There they are in the morning. At 4 a.m. when I'm leaving, there they are sitting on the side porch. Like, oh, hey, how you doing? Run right past me, right to the food. I'm like, oh, didn't you eat enough rats last night? I mean, come on, cats.
No, they were too busy running from the wolf.
No, there's no wolf.
Coyotes.
There's no coyotes
mountain
either.
Mountain lions.
There's no mountain lions. They're in a fully fenced yard with all kinds of little hiding places and houses for them. They're all set, those cats.
All right.
They're living a great life. They have to meow outside my window. Damn it.
They don't have other jobs.
That is their job. It's true. We figured out that our older cat is 11 now. He's like old.
What do you mean
guy.
You figured out?
We just were sitting talking about
them,
it.
Right?
Yeah. So we got him when I think Riley was in second grade.
Oh, man.
I know.
They've been around forever.
Well, we lost one when we lived up on the hill. We think a coyote got it or something. And then the newer one that we got, I think Riley was in sixth grade, so he's a little younger. But he's such a good cat. He's like really, he's like super smart. The other one is just so stupid. The new one, he's so stupid.
Forget about that. Oh, how's the boy doing in college?
It's good. Great. He seems to be really into his classes, and he's super enthusiastic. He's taking a computer animation class that he's freaking out about. He loves so much. I guess they have a whole affiliation with Pixar and ILM. And
how could they not?
I was like, okay, it'd be great. You can live with us as long as you need to work. That would be great. It'd be expensive to live in the city. You get a few roommates.
What, Pixar?
Yeah.
Isn't Pixar in the East Bay?
It is, but he could live with us. He could commute. Plenty of people do. Save a little money.
Yeah, plenty of people do. It's not fun.
Yeah, well.
You should put him up.
After he's done with college?
Yeah,
no, I'm not paying
him.
No,
in
don't
the
be
East
ridiculous.
Bay near no. Pixar while he launches his career.
He can put
career.
Himself up. That's ridiculous.
He's just done his first short. Give him a break. He's got to tour that around the world.
It's funny, too, because he was showing me some of the shorts that other students at Berkeley, because, you know, this obviously is a whole thing there. There was one. It was so... I'll ask him for the link because you would love it. It's this old drunk guy sitting out in front. No, but it's super, like, it's less than 30 seconds long.
What?
The guy is sitting out in front of a liquor store and he's panhandling. Someone gives him some money. He goes in there. He takes a drink of the whiskey and then it kind of goes into the whiskey bottle and out the other side. And he's nursing at the breast of a woman who's drinking from a bottle. It's like a whole, it was just like 20 seconds of holy crap, like what an incredible condensed, and the animation was really cool, some done by some Berkeley student. Like just, you know, as a part of this whole thing, whole co-op that they have going with Pixar and other production houses around
so
here.
So you're telling me he's going to work for Pixar?
Well, I mean, you know, every other day he's telling me he's doing some different thing, so I don't know what he's going to wind up doing, but he was really, so he had to like design this robot and stuff over the, you know, like an animated robot with using some program that they get to use there. And I know, it's super cool. I was like, oh, God, it would be a dream if you worked around here. Sheesh. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 6:02. It's Thursday morning. We'll be right back with the trash.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.